This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Yesterday, Governor Deal announced 100 new caseworkers would be hired for the Division of Family and Children's Services to handle a continually expanding caseload of investigations into complaints of child abuse and neglect. Bobby Cagle is the new director of the Division of Family and Children's Services, often called DFACS. He joins us now. Commissioner, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you very much.
The governor announced those 100 new caseworkers. That is in addition to 175 new caseworkers who are already in the budget for the new fiscal year, which just started. But the new caseworkers will be an additional $4.3 million, the extra 100. They weren't in the budget originally. Do we know where the money's coming from?
The governor is working with the Office of Planning and Budget and also the legislative leaders around the budget and appropriations in order to make that money available. I think this is really a signal, how concerned he is about this. Typically, you operate on your allocation as it is currently, and then you look to the legislative session to allocate more if you need it.
Well, that anticipated my question. Is that what you're going to have to do with these 100? In other words, are you saying, okay, we're going to hire 100 caseworkers, but we're going to have to wait till next year's legislature to get the money to do it?
No, absolutely not. We actually are given these funds now, and so we will begin advertising and hiring immediately, and then it will be further dealt with once the legislature is in session. But the governor has seen this as a need that is so urgent that we should go ahead and do it now.
But you still don't know the source of the funds at this point.
Well, it's state funds in a combination with federal funds that go along with that.
What's your target date to have the 175 that were already in the new budget for the year, plus the 100 that the governor just announced, have everybody trained and on the job?
We should have a period of probably a month of recruitment. We also have a large number of resumes that we have from prior recruitments that we will be following up with. So once a person comes on, it takes about 2 months to have them receive the basic training. And so we're looking a minimum of 2 to 3 months out before we have all those people out there and in the field.
So you're talking about maybe late fall by the time everybody is on board and actually doing cases. Is that right?
Yes, and we'll do that as quickly as possible, but we never want to shortcut on the training that people have because we want them to be well qualified when they go out to do the job to begin with.
Your number of investigations has jumped a lot from just over 3,100 a year ago or so reportedly to 5,000 now. Why is that?
Yes, and that you're probably referring to on a monthly basis.
Right.
We have instituted a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week call center that I think has contributed to the majority of the increase. What I think we're seeing here is actually the increased awareness and the increased ability and time frames within which to make reports, resulting in us getting more of those reports, and that's a good thing.
So given that increase and the increase in the facilities that people have to report suspected cases, will even those 275 total new workers be enough?
I think 275 will not be enough. And the governor knew that even prior to my coming aboard. He had committed 525 over 3 fiscal years. I think the question is, can we wait 3 fiscal years for that number of staff? And then ultimately, is that enough? And that's what we're really working with the Office of Planning and Budget on to try to determine what our ultimate number is. It will be in excess of 525.
The target caseload for a worker is somewhere around 15, let's say. What's the caseload, average caseload per worker now?
We pulled that this morning. It's 21.8 cases per worker average across the state with significant variation depending on the size of the county and the location in the state. So you may have less in a smaller, more rural county and much higher caseloads in some of the larger metro counties.
In metro Atlanta, it could be much more than 20?
It could be. And we are seeing instances of higher caseloads than the 21, 22 cases. That is of a great deal of concern. We have reports of some caseworkers around the state that are carrying in excess of 40 cases.
What's the risk to kids, though? I mean, how can a caseworker possibly handle that many people?
Every case beyond 15 cases is increasing risk for children. So we are taking steps to assure that we get additional eyes on those cases as quickly as possible, that we make response times. We would like to think of it in terms of eliminating risk. But the truth of the matter is that what we're doing in child welfare is reducing risk to the extent possible. As you know, children are at risk all the time. It's the type of risk and the sustained nature of the risk that makes us concerned. And with lower caseloads, we're better able to manage and reduce risk.
Is there a target date for getting the caseload down to 15?
We would like to get it down as quickly as possible. We've not set an ultimate date for that purpose. I will be advocating that we do that sooner rather than later. The governor actually set for the 525 caseworkers set a goal of 2017 for those to all be on board and in the field. What we're trying to assess now is, can we do that more quickly, and is the number and the need greater?
You were a caseworker at one time, weren't you? Was that here in Georgia?
No, it was actually in North Carolina. I grew up in the mountains of North Carolina and was a child protective services social worker, my first job out of college. And so I know what it's like to do these investigations. I know what it's like to have caseloads over the recommended 15. We do see a large turnover in child welfare in the national context. I think it is comparable or higher here in Georgia.
Yeah, what's the average stay right now for a worker?
Well, the average stay I'm not certain about, but I can tell you that annualized we have 25 to 35% turnover depending on what county you look at.
Is that per year?
That's annualized, yes.
So you're having to replace about a third of your caseworker force every year.
Absolutely. Major challenge. When you're having to recruit and train a third of your workforce every year, that is a major challenge.
Should the system be privatized? It's been tried in other places with very mixed results. Do you think that should be an option here in Georgia?
Well, I think we're trying this out. It's at the behest of the governor. In a couple of regions, we're working in the foster care end of the system in order to see what privatization might do for us. What I would tell you is that much of the system currently is run by contract with private entities. We are also very aware of experiences of other states, and it has been a mixed bag. But we've also seen that consistently it is more expensive than a state-administered system. So we know that in...
Which is not what the conventional wisdom is among advocates of privatization in other areas anyway.
Right. Well, and, I met as recently as last week with David Wilkins, who's the former secretary of the Department of Family and Children in Florida, which is a oftentimes referred to state. He told me last week that privatization was one of the biggest mistakes that Florida had ever made. It makes it a very difficult system to operate if the state is not in control of it. And then you also have a circumstance there where they've used public money to lobby for additional funds for those private entities, which in my estimation is very concerning.
So the bottom line on privatization, just to wrap that up, is... We'll see. We're still looking. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. And, I never want to rule that out. Some of the very best providers that we have in the state are private entities, and they do certain things in a much better way than we do. We also want to understand through these pilots that the governor has initiated exactly what we can do to expand on that to make sure that we're getting the very best for our children.
Bobby Cagle is the new director of the Division of Family and Children's Services in Georgia, often called DFACS. Commissioner Cagle, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.